Continuing with Proudhon, the irreparability of the injustice which it causes. He's talking about the damage that this tribalism, this closed society, communism, in the sense that Plato writes about it and is upheld by the local tribesmen of Plato. The damage, the irreparability of the injustice which it causes, the violence which it does to attractions and repulsions, the yoke of iron which it fastens upon the will, the moral torture to which it subjects the conscience, the debilitating effect which it has upon society, and to sum it all up, the pious and stupid uniformity which it enforces upon the free, active, reasoning, unsubmissive personality of man, have shocked common sense and condemned communism by an irrevocable decree. And we can see, as Popper was trying to help us see, that this quote-unquote communism is in fact totalitarianism. That's why he's showing us the roots of totalitarianism in Plato. So the forms of society which call themselves communist, just as the forms of the state which call themselves democratic, are just versions, because class is totalitarian, of a global totalitarian order. Continuing with Proudhon, the authorities and examples cited in its favor disprove it. The communistic republic of Plato invoked slavery. That of Lycurgus employed helots, whose duty it was to produce for their masters, thus enabling the latter to devote themselves exclusively to athletic sports and to war. And, since class begun, having superior military force held over the heads of the people has ever been power's obsession. Continuing, even Jean-Jacques Rousseau, we, who have since learned, thanks to John Boswell and Alice Miller, we've since learned that Rousseau was also a big fan of Plato and took his advice to abandon children. Very seriously, he abandoned all five of his cheerfully. Continuing, confounding communism and equality, says Proudhon, and has said somewhere, Rousseau said somewhere, that without slavery, he didn't think equality of conditions possible. So, of course, this does not surprise us, my comment. It's because of just this mindset that Prince believed, as we shall see when we listen to the song Family Name, that one of the key questions on which we must gain clarity as we remake ourselves free is that there is no making room for a worldview based on force, that we cannot serve two masters. Once discussed and made clear to us, we can move forward with greater assurance that there is only one road to freedom, and that road is non-coercion. And this may be a good place to pause in our reading, and we'll take it up again, continuing our thinking through of, because the definitions that we are used to thinking in terms of might make this difficult to wrap our minds around, but for frequent listeners to the show, and particularly if you recall our readings of Popper, he explained the totalitarian nature of Plato's thought, which was very intentionally, in Plato's mind, communistic. His republic, his ideal society, and so it's no surprise that until we are in communication with each other and share these inaccurate set of terms that help us to digest and make sense of what's going on around us. Some of this may seem challenging. Thank you so much for listening, and I am once again trying to get my outro song lined up, and I'm once again appealing to your patience as I'm trying to get it going from an external hard drive. I'm not gonna say much about it. As you know, I have a lot of feeling of love for Prince, and this is a song that in which he is featuring another singer singing to him. So let's all sing this to Prince. It's called Baby Love. It's from the live show in London. The CD is called Indigo Nights. It's part of a book called 21 Nights. Until next week, stay strong. I love you. Peace.
There ain't no other to compare to you. You've got me blinded, giving all that I have to you. You show me feelings I never find. Those feelings ain't complete. You're not here on time, oh baby love. I'm gonna give y'all all I got. I'm gonna give you everything I got, London.
Somebody say Shelby J. Say Shelby J. A star is born. Say it, a star is born. Somebody.
I love y'all. Thank you.